This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you like the DJV Show, you'll love the DJV Show podcast. It's fresh and it's full of exclusive bonus content, stuff you won't hear on the radio show. Go to DJVShow.com and click on the podcast button, or find us on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Wowie.
Zowie. Thursday, the 22nd of March. Hi. I'm here, you're here, they are Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen here to connect with you and conduct conversation that will scare the holy you-know-what out of you. I guess that's what I just say that because that's always a way to get somebody's attention, and then you get to the real stuff, which really doesn't necessarily always scare you, but it does put you in a place so that tomorrow or later today when people talk to you about these things, you'll know more than anybody else because I have the three smartest women on the radio right here to give us more to think about, starting with the trending items. Victoria, what do you have?
Well, it looks like the Austin case is wrapping up. Police gave what I think will probably be the final briefing yesterday. They said that they found, when they raided the what they're now calling a serial bomber, when they raided his house, they found a ton of explosives and other packages that he had intended on sending out. They disclosed some video footage from the FedEx facility where he appeared multiple times wearing pink gloves, and he had mailed packages, so they kind of were able to track him through that.
Okay, can I ask a question here?
Yes.
Okay. So you're running a FedEx store, and you're working in a FedEx store, and you see a guy come in with a really weird-looking wig and wearing the kind of plastic gloves used to do the dishes. Mm-hmm. And there have been two bombs already that went off in your city. That doesn't ring a bell with you?
I think
you?
It
that
did. That's why they reported it. That's why they didn't mail his packet, the second package. They saved it, and it went to the police.
See, I think that's really... then if that started,
they may have been too slow, yes, yeah. But that second package that everyone was missing yesterday, that's what happened to it. They saved it.
Because right, think about where they are, because Texas is a very red conservative state, except for Austin. Austin is very much liberal, left-leaning.
All of California is moving.
Big about culture. Yeah. You know, people get to express themselves. South by Southwest just left town. I don't know. I think maybe if somebody saw someone in a wig, they may not say anything. I think that the video footage that they had when they realized that the bomb went off in the FedEx facility helped them put a name, and they went, oh, this guy in a wig. Okay, well, we'll get him. But they had already started, they had already had a name on him because, and I thought this was so fascinating. They were able to, these people who investigate these bomb scenes, they look at the fragments of the explosive, and they're able to kind of knit together exactly what the signature of the bomb maker is. And when they realized what ingredients he was using, they started combing every hardware store in the area to see who was making strange purchases with a large amount of whatever he was using to make these bombs. And they tracked it down using receipts and store orders to a Home Depot that was in just outside of Austin, or actually in Pflugerville, I think. And once they got a name, then they were able to get a warrant, and that's how they got a hold of his Google searches. And then they were able to get a phone number. He happened to turn the phone number on. That's how they were able to do, like, a triangulation of where he was at that Red Roof Inn. And then it only helped for them to get the image from the FedEx store security camera so that they could make a positive identification on him. Really interesting. That's a lot of, in a couple of days' time, that's pretty good police work, actually.
That's actually really good, and yet, and it just still makes me scratch my head about the Vegas shooter.
I know.
Able to put all this together.
Oh, absolutely. I was talking about that the other day.
How many FBI agents, this is not a riddle, how many FBI agents do you think are assigned to the state of Texas? On a normal, how many people live in Texas, work for the FBI? Take a guess.
I don't know. Is it different for every state?
No.
I always thought
I don't know whether it is. I'm just talking about the FBI offices. How many FBI agents do you think are regularly on duty in the state of Texas?
I have no idea. I don't know how many. Okay, but they weren't they called in?
Every single FBI agent in Texas, all 500 of them, were sent to Austin to get involved one way or another to investigate this as quickly as possible. They were all there within 24 hours. I thought that was fascinating. First of all, to know that there were 500 FBI agents, that seems like a lot to me. I don't know how many FBI agents there are in the country, but you don't necessarily think of it. I suppose there are thousands. There have to be if there's 500 assigned to Texas. But I just thought it was interesting that there are 500 assigned just to Texas. What sort of things does the FBI do that require 500 of them to be in Texas? What is the what do we know and what
border
do we not
stuff,
know
maybe?
About what the FBI? No, that's the Border Patrol. They're not supposed to be involved in that stuff.
I have no
some
idea.
Kind of criminal activity.
I have no idea.
We have a lot of FBI. We have a huge part of the FBI in Los Angeles because we have a field office. So I don't know. Yeah. Is it that unusual?
Well, there's a field office in every major city: Dallas, Houston.
Yeah.
And they all
so is that unusual then?
I thought it was a lot. Frankly, I thought that if there are 500 being assigned to this, I just thought it was a lot. It's not a critical assessment. It's just a, oh, gee, there are that many FBI agents that are working in Texas, and they all
went
over there.
Thank God there were, if they're the ones who figured this out so quickly.
Figured this out. Yeah.
And the only final piece of evidence then is there's a 25-minute cell phone recording that the bomber made just before he was killed. And the police chief made, I guess on social media, it's being considered somewhat of a controversial statement. He said that the video does not mention terrorism or hate, but that it was an outcry of a very challenged young man. So that was his quote on that. And in some other trending news, in sort of a, it's a funny La La Land kind of story, Armie Hammer, your buddy there, Doug, he,
I don't
last
know
night,
my son knows.
Okay, well, anyway, last night he tweeted that he was sitting at a small restaurant in L.A. He went to get a bite to eat, and the waiter, who also happened to be the only front-of-house staff in this very small restaurant, went running up to his table with a huge smile, had no idea who Armie Hammer was, and said, "I'm sorry, Halle Berry just called and wants delivery. Can you watch the place while I'm gone?" So now there's all sorts of memes, sorts of memes saying that Armie Hammer can now add restaurant manager to his resume.
What was the name of the restaurant? Do you know, was it,
he didn't
was
say. Quite a,
he didn't say.
Didn't say the name of the restaurant, no. But
I'll find out. I'll do some detective work.
Go ahead, Doug. Go to the gym and the epicenter of gossip in L.A.
All I have to do is send a quick note to my son, and in seconds the answer will be apparent and evident. All right, so that's good. He's a very talented kid. He's actually been in a lot more stuff than you think. If you look at his IMDb or IDMB or whatever it is.
You had it right the first time.
Thank you. You'd see that he's done quite a bit in the last. I'm going to guess he's the same age as Brendan, so early 40s.
But the funny thing is, though, he actually did stay in the restaurant.
Oh,
he actually did watch the place, and then he tweeted afterwards, "Okay, he's back and smiling. I guess it went well."
Yeah. What would have been more interesting is if he had delivered this stuff to Halle Berry and the other guy had stayed there. That would have been an interesting take on it, but anyway. So, that's good. There's interesting stories everywhere about interesting people, and we're all on top of it. 14 after the hour. Here's something else we're on top of. All of us, Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, and me, in one way or another, have introduced Life Change Tea into our daily routine. It's pretty easy to make this, but the thing that's so unique about this is that you don't do it the way you do every other tea. The strength of the herbs. This is enough tea to last you. If you have a daily cup of it, you can use what they send you in each delivery for 1 month. You take a couple of tea bags, you place it in 2 cups of boiling water, and then you remove it from the heat, put a lid on it, and let it steep for 8 hours. That's the concentrate. And then you pour the concentrate into an empty gallon-sized container. 1 gallon lasts you a week. Fill it to the top with water. You drink all of it within 7 days, and then the effect sets in, and it is a fabulous effect. You'll be saying, thank you. This is kind of a miracle tea. There's no caffeine in it. There's no GMO anything in it. Give you more energy. It's all organic. It's even good for young. It's good for young and old alike. And if you're old enough to be worried about your colon, you'll find this tea will make it work perfectly. That may be too much information for a lot of people, but it is what it is. So Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea. You'll feel great. You'll be talking about it to other people. Life Change is all herbal, very gentle. The food that we're eating now is a challenge for most of us. We all talk about that. We know there's way, way, way too much of the bad stuff. Too many processing events take place for a lot of the food as it's being sent down the line. A lot of food doesn't have a lot of nutrition in it. So why don't you go to GetTheTea.com, GetTheTea.com. Use the discount code DJV, and they will ship it to you without cost. This is energy personified. This is health personified. And you can't get it in stores. So, again, the address to go to is GetTheTea.com. Use discount code DJV for free shipping. GetTheTea.com and feel great.
Stop into Lowe's Spring Black Friday event, where you'll find savings on those outdoor projects popping up on your to-do list. For your garden, get 5.75 cubic foot bags of Miracle-Gro soil for just $10. And for your lawn, get 33% off all Pennington One Step Complete. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through March 28th. While supplies last, selection varies by location. See store for details. U.S. only.
Hi, welcome to the Pier 1 Spring Dining and Easter Sale.
Oh, thank you.
There's some amazing deals here on Easter decor. Beautiful spring dinnerware, mm-hmm. table settings. Now, if you have any questions, please ask someone who works here. I'm just shopping.
Oh.
Table runners, come with me. A lot of people are getting caught up in the Pier 1 Spring Dining and Easter Sale. Right now, get up to 30% off dinnerware, drinkware, dining tables and chairs, and Easter decor. Give your home that unique look you want for spring and save up to 30% now at Pier 1 Imports through March 31st.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I feel like I'm on top of the world.
Disclaimer, you will not be transported to the top of the world. In the unlikely event you find yourself in the Arctic Circle, seek shelter from the elements immediately to avoid frostbite and or hypothermia. Geico will not be responsible if you find yourself in a cave or crevasse with a lonely, abominable snowman, who in all likelihood will force you to play games including but not limited to Go Fish, Charades, Chinese Checkers, or his personal favorite, Red Rover, send Yeti on over. Geico is not liable for any damages, either physical or emotional.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
So here's some bad news for the male of the species. Let's have a moment for the last male northern white rhino who has died. 45-year-old rhino named Sudan. Been sick, being treated for age-related complications, and extensive skin wounds. Doctors decided to put him to sleep. After his condition got worse, he lived at a zoo in Czechoslovakia before he was moved back to Kenya about 5 or 6, 7 years ago, I guess, trying to promote breeding within the species. Armed guards stationed around him and his fellow rhinos protected them from poachers. Can you imagine people that are that, that eager? And that's what's happened to these.
Disgusting. Ugh.
It is disgusting.
His handler wrote, did you see the post that his handler posted?
No, I didn't see. What did it
say? His caretaker, he was, I guess, away on an assignment or something and knew that this was going to be towards the, you know, the end. Mm-hmm. So he returned back and there's this picture of him hugging him. Oh, it's heartbreaking.
The interesting that if you, I was thinking about, rhinos aren't the first thing you think of. What I thought was interesting was the choice of rhinos as the beasts of burden and war in the Black Panther. I can't remember seeing, I don't see every movie, but I can't remember seeing rhinos used that way. They are, it depends, I guess it's like anything else. You talk about elephants and how they can be, with their young, they're very protective and can be pretty ornery. But if you get them, in sort of a place where they're used to being around humans, and that happens if they grow up around humans like any other animal, they're really quite easy to be around and quite fun to be around. And I think I've heard that rhinos are the same thing. You don't want to mess with them if you're just playing, you're walking in for the first time, but they bring them up around humans and they can be quite easy to be around. So
dumb question? Well, I mean, I don't
believe 21 past the hour. What time is it? Was that your question?
21, but is that the end of the rhinos?
No, the white rhinos are having a tough time.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Half the hour here on the DJV show with Jennifer and Victoria and Kara and Doug, with a focus on television and reviews. I didn't see anything last night. Anybody see anything that was good that they feel is worth talking about on the Boober?
Watched an episode from the night before of American Housewife. That was fun.
Really?
New Modern Family was hilarious, but was other it? Than that, yeah, nothing yeah. much.
All right. I wanted to see Designated Survivors Nowhere. I was staying up that late. I was by 7 o'clock last night. I was donezo. Gonzo. After Miles and I went over to this little Italian place. Anyway, it's a story for later. It's pretty funny. The music news comes up after Jennifer tells us what's on the schedule for tonight.
Oh, Dougie, I know you're super excited for tonight.
Yeah?
It's the season premiere of RuPaul's Drag Race.
Oh,
I
yeah.
have been waiting.
Whoa-hoo. Oh. What kind of car is he driving?
RuPaul?
Yeah, you said it was a drag race. What's the,
oh,
what's the car
Lord.
Driving?
I think you know it's the
race.
Other kind of drag
I
race,
know.
Right?
Yeah.
So that's on VH1 tonight at 8 o'clock. If
I'm pretty sure Shania is on this season, which is pretty
she
exciting.
Is. Didn't I hear Christina Aguilera tonight?
What's the essence of the program? What's it about?
It's drag queens competing. That's why it's a drag mm-hmm. race.
Yeah, and if you've ever seen whatever that lip sync battle is that they have.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Do you really think I'm that naive? I got that.
I don't know.
But I want to know why Shania Twain would be on the program. What are
they have guest judges. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a mix of America's Next Top Model and Lip Sync Battle and all of these other shows. They have drag queens lip syncing and making their own outfits and doing
hilarious.
All kinds of exciting stuff.
Okay. What else?
But if that happens, if you're one of the crazy people who don't enjoy that, well, Grey's Anatomy is new tonight. You can watch that at 8 o'clock on ABC.
And they're going to operate on a drag queen.
Actually, you want to know what's funny? They're going to be treating a transgender patient.
All right, well,
so.
This is close.
There you go. ABC at 9 o'clock is a brand new show. It's called Station 19. It's a story about Seattle firefighters who risk their lives in the heart and their hearts in the line of duty.
What a
I'm telling you,
unique
it's
idea.
About,
a story about a fire station?
I know. It's like
wow.
we've never heard of that one before,
never.
But that's new tonight on ABC at 9 o'clock. Also tonight, we've got some reruns on the CW, but Fox has a new Gotham. Love that show. And that's followed by Showtime at the Apollo, which is that talent contest that's been going for a couple of weeks
hilarious.
On Fox. Uh-huh. NBC has a night of new stuff as well. They have a new Superstore, new AP Bio, a new Chicago Fire, which goes right up against that Station 19 at 9 o'clock.
The ratings will be burning up. Get it?
Exactly. And it's actually two episodes back-to-back of Chicago Fire. It's a double episode tonight. That starts
Well, the thing about Chicago Fire and Chicago PD and Chicago Med is they bring the cast in from all the shows, and they sort of wrinkle them all together very often.
Which is fun. I like that.
Yeah, it is fun. Yeah. Yeah, and they're all pretty likable characters, actually, on all of those shows. So, all right, so that's it, Jen. Jen, you're all set. You've covered.
That's it.
All right, next up, news. Say it again, Doug. There it is. Music news. NSYNC is going to reunite for a Walk of Fame event. They're all going to be honored for their achievements. Star being placed on the Hollywood Walk of Fame on April 30th. So Justin Timberlake. J.C., is it Chazay? Is that how you pronounce your name? Who's Chazay?
Chazay.
All right. Chazay. Joey Fatone, Lance Bass, Chris Kirkpatrick. See, the four I know. I don't know why I don't remember J.C. or whatever. Oh.
Which is funny because J.C. was like the second in charge.
Really?
Yeah. He was the second biggest one.
All right. They're going to be in front of 7080 Hollywood Boulevard. What's there, Jennifer? I got to go down Hollywood Boulevard.
I don't know, but I'm going to start camping there. So just come and visit.
Jen's home.
I'll be the lady living on the spot.
So New Edition already has a star, and so do the New Kids on the Block.
Yeah.
True? Yeah.
Yep. And NSYNC is gigantic. Come on. They deserve this
they
star,
should be
please.
There. It's too bad. I think I was saying, and I said it at Super Bowl time, too bad they all hadn't gotten together for that. It would have been kind of fun.
Would have been nice.
Yeah. So why do they do it so late at night? They're doing it at 11:30
I think
Pacific
it's,
time.
Yeah, I think it's a.m.
Oh, it is?
During the day, yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's not at midnight.
I would love to see that. Everyone just on the Walk of Fame, 11:30 p.m.
Doug's like, where is everybody? I came out here for the photo op.
I wanted this to be ready.
All I got is an old bum
spun box. I want to get my picture taken with these guys. All right. So go ahead, make fun of me, laugh. Ha, 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 ha. At least we got the information out there. 28 and change half the hour here on the DJV Show.
Parent-Teacher Conference. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. If you're a parent, you never have to get called in by the school district to have the most important parent-teacher conference of your child's life. You see, as your children's parent, you are also their teacher. You teach them about life. You are their teacher parent, and if your lessons are ever not going well, the two most important people you can meet with to improve the situation are yourself as your children's teacher and yourself as your children's parent. If you find yourself repeating the same lessons over and over, it's wise to be mindful of two things. One, it's certainly taken you multiple times to get many lessons in your own life, and two, if the way you're delivering a lesson to your child isn't working, then it's time to try delivering that message in a new way. Have the parent-teacher conference you need to have. Everyone is already present. Catch me on my new TV show, The Secret Life of Kids, debuting March 16th at 9 p.m. on USA Network.
Save up to 50% off on over 200 floors at Lumber Liquidators' end-of-quarter clearance sale. Choose from the best selection of Woodlook waterproof flooring, like vinyl plank and Woodlook tile, up to 50% off. All water-resistant laminate is up to 36% off. Get pre-finished hardwood up to 33% off. More from just 39 cents while supplies last. And take an extra 15% off clearance at your local store. Plus, special financing. The end-of-quarter clearance sale's going on now at Lumber...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of my pillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hey, this is Ricky from Banyan Hill. You like freedom? I do. You like money? I do too. If you like freedom and money, then you're going to love Freedom Checks. You see, over the next few months, an estimated $34.6 billion is up for grabs to anyone who stakes their claim. Yep, you heard that right. $34.6 billion. To get all the details, just go to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com. Thousands of people are already lined up to cash in. Take Doug, for example. He's a 46-year-old from Joplin, Missouri, who's set to get a check for $24,075. And if Doug can do this, I've got a hunch that you can, too. But here's the thing. If you want the chance to grab your full fair share of this $34.6 billion payout, you must have your ducks in a row by April 1st. So don't wait. Get over to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com before the April 1st deadline. That's www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
If you like the DJV Show, you'll love the DJV Show podcast. It's fresh and it's full of exclusive bonus content, stuff you won't hear on the radio show. Go to DJVShow.com and click on the podcast button. Or find us on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Excellent. All right, 34 after the hour now. It is the DJV Show. With Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, follow us on Twitter at DJV Show. You can like us on Facebook at DJVShow.com. No, that's not it. That's the website. Thanks, Doug. Go Facebook.com/DJV. I'm a little confused. Actually, in food news, I want to know if it's okay to eat. I froze chicken salad when I was here. What, the last time I was here was a couple of weeks
like
ago.
With mayonnaise in it?
Can't do that.
Well, I don't know how much mayonnaise. A little bit, probably.
But
I just tasted it and tasted all right. But I wonder. Yesterday I had a little stuff left over from the plane thing, I think.
Oh. Wait, so you took a doggy bag home from your plane ride?
No, no, this was stuff. No, hell no.
What, you like that cardboard chicken? Can I wrap that up and take it home? Thanks.
No, I had yesterday. I had some issues. And yeah, they seem
you're
going to
have some more issues, I can guarantee, if you're eating thawed, frozen
so
chicken salad.
But what would make the difference if you had...
You can't freeze mayonnaise.
Oh, okay. It tasted all right. Smelled okay.
Well, you could probably freeze... You could
might
probably
not taste that great.
Why yeah. can't you freeze mayonnaise?
Oh, this looks like a job for Google. I think you can't. Here's the thing. I go bleh anytime I think about mayonnaise because it just freaks me out.
I know.
Lindsay, can you freeze?
You can't freeze it and then thaw it and then eat it again. That's
is that what it says
bacteria.
On Google?
Yeah, there's we actually just talked about this not that long ago. There was a whole list of foods that you cannot freeze.
With
and,
me?
And any
you
type
talked
of,
about it with me?
Yes, any type of like tuna salad or chicken salad or whatever. They're, I don't know if we actually, it was in the prep. I don't know if you did it. But anyway, there was a story where of different things that you can and cannot freeze. And any type of salad, like tuna salad, chicken salad, egg salad, you cannot freeze.
Okay, yeah. So this is what it says. Yeah. You can freeze mayonnaise, and it will hold.
And you will die.
And it will hold its original form while frozen.
Yeah.
The emulsion is likely to break as it thaws. So the eggs, the oil, the vinegar, the lemon juice all separate, which results in liquid at the top of the mayonnaise.
Yeah.
It's going to not... Well, good luck later on. That's all I'll say.
Okay.
Let us know if you need a fill in tomorrow.
Yeah, just turn your microphone off when you're out in the, when you're off in the back doing stuff,
really?
So we don't have to hear about it.
Maybe invest in some Depends or something.
Oh.
You'd be like that astronaut. You could do your radio
right.
show in Denver. I'm sure you wouldn't be the first radio host, by the way.
Yeah, they're all over at CRN.
Hey!
And they're boxing them over there.
It's a signing bonus. You get a box.
We tease CRN, which is Jennifer's day job with her dad, because there are a lot of people who've had a lot of experience on the air over there.
Great experienced
right?
people.
Yeah, very experienced people.
Stop. All right.
Other
Carrie, your show
news.
What does that say about you?
What, Carrie's got a show over there?
I said we carry your show.
Oh!
But also, yes, I have my own show over there.
Yeah. So here's some other food news. As long as we're talking about bad food, bad whatever. There's a new study out with scary findings about lead and lead contamination. According to the study, 14,000 adults were followed over a 20-year period. Lead contamination more dangerous than researchers had thought. Nearly 412,000 deaths in our country can be attributed to lead poisoning. The literature has been showing for a number of years that lead causes hypertension, stroke, cardiovascular disease. So, and lead is in a lot of things you don't think it's in. It can be in food. It can be in the water. It can be in the air. It is a big problem. And so,
and paint,
remember,
right? That's why there's, well, and I'm in New York City, so we always have, every year, we get from the building management company, we have to sign this waiver saying that, you know, there's no lead paint or whatever, which means there
right.
probably is, and we're signing
yeah.
away our rights, but.
Pretty much, if something is old and hasn't been painted for 30 or 40 years, you can count on lead being in the paint.
Hmm.
And so, whether, the thing I always intrigued me about it. I think more of a problem in the air, unless you're actually eating the wood like a youngster. That's why they're very concerned about it for homes where there are young people living, because children will eat most anything. They'll chew. They'll put their teeth on chewing. You know,
paint
maybe
chips.
They go to the window seal and they chew
yeah.
the window seal. That's nothing. Stranger things have happened. So that's what that's all about. But the fact that it's in so much food because it's just airborne, it's taken out of the gasoline a long time ago because it was so obvious there. You probably are too young all of you to remember, but gasoline smelled a lot better than it did. It doesn't really have much odor to it now at all. A little bit, but not much. But when I was a kid, we all loved smelling gasoline because there was some kind of.
That explains a lot about you.
I love smelling it actually at the gas station. That and carbon paper.
Yeah, what do you mean it explains a lot about me? That's to me.
Why you're eating frozen mayonnaise.
Right. Or why you're saving food from the plane.
Right. So, actually, I didn't save food from the plane. I had eaten when I was in Dallas last week. I had eaten at their seafood restaurant there. They have a really good seafood restaurant, and I ordered a salad. and it was really good, and I didn't want it all, so I saved it, and I brought it on the plane, and I brought it home, and it was fine. I ate it. I'm fine. Look at this. I ate it 10 days ago, and I'm still here.
Oh. For sure.
Target has launched its own magic ice cream line. It's called Unicorn, actually, Unicorn Magic. Little late for the unicorn, isn't it? Because wasn't the unicorn
yeah,
something
the unicorn with... trend happened last year, really, but, you know, good for Target.
I thought unicorns were associated also with May, with March 17th. Aren't they Irish-y kind of? Or is...
Unicorns?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah,
leprechauns are riding them.
I was going to say, haven't you seen all the pictures of leprechauns on unicorns?
No, but the song that's done by the Irish Rovers...
There is a song called The Unicorn, yes.
Yeah,
that's
right. So don't be making fun
connection.
Of me. I'm trying to connect the dots here. Anyway, so Target has this ice cream. It's a pink fruity base with a sour blue raspberry swirl in it, a frosting swirl, and glitter candy bits. Well,
oh,
anybody want to eat that stuff?
As soon as you said glitter, Jen's in.
I'm in. Where do I find it?
At all Target stores. Everywhere. Coca-Cola has launched, if you're in America, Coca-Cola is an international brand. It's still the most popular soda here in our country, or tonic, or whatever, soda pop, whatever you want to call it. Beverage Digest, who knew there was a Beverage Digest, says that Coca-Cola Company last year made $35 billion. They sold $35 billion worth of drinks. So now they're trying to keep up with you, Kara, and you, Victoria, new artisan flavors, artisanal. Why do they get their artisanal flavors? They have locally sourced craft sodas, kind of to compete with locally sourced beers, I'm guessing. New flavors are Georgia peach, California raspberry. Ugh, that stuff is so sticky. It never quenches it. I haven't had it for a long time, but I know when I was a youngster and I was out in the hayfield, I would, you're always thirsty. So I would drink this stuff, and it never satisfied my thirst. It made me thirstier.
There's a lot of sodium in soda.
Yeah. Am I the only one who thinks that fruity soda, like fruity Coke, sounds really gross?
Yeah.
Well, cherry Coke isn't terrible.
Well, I guess that's true.
So what are you going to say when somebody comes to the bar where you're working as a bartender and say they want a rum and Coke with Georgia peach Coke?
Are you sure?
I'll say we don't have that. If you go bring me some, then I'll make it for you.
Really?
That actually probably isn't that terrible.
Well, no,
I think it actually sounds kind of good.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I've had flavored rum with Coke, and I feel like that's pretty good, but we probably wouldn't have a flavored Coke.
Flavored rum?
Yeah.
What kind of flavor is in rum?
They have a lot of flavored alcohol now.
Yeah, Malibu. Yeah. They've got like pina colada and pineapple and all the, all kinds of different stuff.
Amazing.
Spiced rum.
Much we're all learning here today, ladies and gentlemen. 43 past the hour in sports news. The NHL and Erik Karlsson together. Apparently they have had a tragedy in their family. So, Jennifer, what's the story here?
Yeah, this is a really pretty sad story, but not long after it was revealed that Ottawa Senators captain Erik Karlsson and his wife Miranda lost their unborn son just weeks before his birth, the couple published a statement to Twitter and Instagram that showed they're determined to remain optimistic through the tragedy. Karlsson was absent from the ice Tuesday's game against the Florida Panthers. Easy for me. Panthers. Thank you. After the team broke the news, on Wednesday, Karlsson released a joint statement with his wife that touched upon the difficult time that the couple was going through. They also thanked the NHL community for their outpouring of support. And they said, at this extremely difficult time, it's hard to see the light at the end of the tunnel, but we know one day we'll get there. They continued on to say, we would like to thank everyone for the love and support we've received and also for respecting our privacy and the process that we need to go through. The couple also opened up about the stillborn birth of their son. They had named him Axel and expressed their hopes that one day they would all be reunited. They said, we feel very lucky to be his parents. Though he was stillborn, we know we will hold him again one day under different circumstances, and the joy he gave us will be with us forever. Really tough situation, but nice to see the support from their team and from the NHL.
Speaking of teams, Victoria, looks like the Carolina Panthers are up for sale. I don't understand what makes them so valuable. After all, they're from Carolina.
Oh, boy.
Well, I mean, it's not New York.
Beautiful North Carolina is.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying anything about North Carolina, except it's not exactly the largest population base. So it's not like you can pull from all the people who live around New York or Los Angeles or San Francisco or Boston, but apparently something's
sometimes
going on
that
there
means
makes it.
More people like to go out to the football games, though, because that's fewer things to do, fewer options.
Really? Yeah. All right, so.
Well, they are on pace to become the most expensive franchise in U.S. sports history. So this isn't just football prices. This is of any team.
Yeah.
The current bidding for the Carolina Panthers is just above $2.5 billion.
How much, Jennifer, did Bezos pay for the L.A. Lakers? Not the Lakers.
You talking about the Rams?
The basketball team guy, the old guy, the Clippers, yeah. Remember the old guy in the chick arena that he had? Wasn't it? That was a billion or something. I was amazing.
It was a lot of money. I don't remember how much he ended up
getting
for
that. I didn't know these franchises were that kind of dough.
Yeah, right. Because think about merchandising and it's not just ticket sales.
Right, that's true. If the Panthers actually do sell for $2.5 billion or more, then that will beat the current record, which is $2.2 billion for what was paid for the Houston Rockets last September.
Wow.
So currently, Forbes actually is saying that the franchise is worth $2.3 billion in their estimation, which is actually up 11% from the year before. So this is a team that is still considered to be on the rise value-wise. Sean Diddy Combs and Golden State Warriors star Steph Curry, they had expressed interest in joining a Panthers ownership group, but apparently that has sort of, that pursuit has ended. There are still three companies that are involved in the bidding, so hopefully the sale will happen soon and it'll be over with. I'm not really sure why Jerry Richardson wanted to sell the team. He announced last year that at the end of the 2017 season he was going to sell them. Maybe he's just retiring.
Well, when you look at this is the end of the era then when individuals can actually afford to buy Kraft. And if you look around the league, I don't know if it's so true in baseball anymore because I think they're fractured groups, but it used to be single owners for all of these teams.
Right.
And now there are very few people that can afford that kind of dough on their own, so they put a group together of like thinkers, I guess, in that circumstance. Quite a business. Whew, a lot of dough. Speaking of business, if you're the owner of a business, big or small, and you're still using one of those free email services for your company, you might want to think through a new opportunity, a new prospect for you being identified in a unique way. The free email is okay for your personal Gmail, Yahoo, AOL, that's cool. If you want to be blank blank at Gmail, HarveyWeinstein@gmail.com, okay, that's fine. But if you're running a business, don't you want to have your own professional email? This is kind of cool, actually. This is very cool. But when you talk about your business, when you give people something, you give them your card, and they look, they'll say, wow, that's kind of cool, because it is. And it's provided by easyemail.tech. Easyemail.tech. Makes the process very simple. Doesn't cost a lot of money. You can find out more by calling 844-344-7607. So what I'm saying is, instead of having CRN.com, you could have CRN.radio or something like that. That's what they create. How about that, Jennifer? That's a good idea? Sounds like a good idea to me.
That's cool,
Yeah. Easy email, 844-344-7607. I think it takes a moment or two to grasp what we're talking about here, but it really is unique. It's very professional. And you can use whatever handle, .com, .shop, .tech, .whatever you want. If you prefer something that really is associated with your business, then you can create it from Easy Email. This is a company that comes to you from facilities in America, so you know you're going to be able to talk and figure out what your deal is. 844-344-7607.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of The Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up? And I said, sure, Ryan, and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
That one doesn't make the reel for the podcast, okay, Kara? It's 53 minutes past the hour. Tech Talk time. I know you want us to talk about what we're talking about, but I'm not gonna. It has to do with President Trump, though, and the size of his. Ooh. All right, so let's go into Tech Talk. Actually, there are some very interesting things developing with the Zuckerberg franchise, i.e. Facebook, that we're going to get from Victoria in a moment. You may be interested to know that the Senate Intelligence Committee has released a set of recommendations to improve election security because of all the hacking, the Russians, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The proposals include providing more federal funding for states to improve election security, letting states remain in charge of their own election. What a concept. Expediting federal response to attempted hacks and replacing outdated voting systems with machines that have a paper trail and no Wi-Fi capability. I think that's an interesting case. Do you think that sounds interesting, Victoria? To sort of separate it from what could be influences from the rest of the world.
Just using paper ballots?
Yeah. Why do we got away from it? Because everybody wanted convenience, but obviously it's a problem.
I don't know. For me, I just think of paper ballots as being less secure, but I don't know. I don't know what the right answer is with this one.
Well, it certainly isn't voting online. I can't see that as being a secure way of... A lot of people want to do that. Haven't we talked about that two or three times, about the suggestion that we hold elections by just going to your computer and voting there? Oh, that sounds like a really good idea. All right. Zuckerberg stands up in a matter of moments right after this other technological important story.
The Geek Out. The disappearing TV is finally here. Well, kinda. Samsung has rolled out a new line of QLED 4K TVs, but their big trick is you hang them on the wall, and when you're not watching your favorite episode, the screen magically disappears into whatever color or pattern of the wall it's hung upon. Want to know how the trick works? Well, you take a picture of the wall first, load it into the TV, and then it's displayed as wallpaper on the screen. And the frame is so thin, it appears you're just looking at the wall. Now, if that's boring to you, users can still display artwork instead in making the TV a rotating art gallery. The Samsung QLEDs will come in 5 variations, including sizes from 49 to 88 inches, and that one tops out at $20,000.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service from professional parts people you can trust. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/radio.
All right, so let's get to it, Victoria. Zuckerberg and Facebook, a couple of different things that are of note. What are we talking about here with regard to Zuckerberg first?
Mark Zuckerberg issued a statement yesterday. He's, of course, been kind of absent, everyone wondering where he is. So he issued a statement with the timeline of events that led to the Cambridge Analytica situation. He said, in 2007, when we launched the Facebook platform with the vision that the apps be more social, your calendar should be able to show you your friends' birthdays, maps should show you where your friends are, things like that. In order to do that, when you log into some of those apps and you share your data, that's where all of this began. In 2013, a Cambridge University researcher, and this is a name that's in the news a lot, Alexander Kogan, he created a personality quiz app, and it was installed by around 300,000 people who then shared that data with their friends. Their friends then shared it. It got up to 30 million people had shared this data. In 2015, Facebook was alerted by journalists at The Guardian that Kogan had actually shared that data with his app, from his app with Cambridge Analytica. And so at this point, Facebook said to Kogan and to Cambridge Analytica that they needed to delete the information that was against their Facebook policy. And it turns out Cambridge Analytica obviously did not delete the information when they said they had. Now it's gone back and forth. Cut to last week. Zuckerberg said they learned that they are now going to have to work with regulators and with people in D.C. trying to figure out where this data actually went. We now know that Cambridge Analytica sold this data to the Trump campaign. So there's a whole lot more of this that's going to come out. But in the meantime, a lot of people are deleting their Facebook accounts completely. So
right.
That's
in protest.
Bad for Facebook.
Yeah. No, this has not been a good
move. Well,
and
to keep their own data private.
Yeah. 59 past the hour, DJV time.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.